Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is John 11, 1 to 16. The Gospel according to St. John, chapter 11, verse 1 to 16. The death of Lazarus. Now a man named Lazarus was sick. He was from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. So the sisters sent word to Jesus, "Lord, the one you love is sick." When he heard this, Jesus said, "This sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it." Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was 2 more days. And then he said to his disciples, "Let us go back to Judea." "But Rabbi," they said, "a short while ago the Jews there tried to stone you, and yet you are going back?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours of daylight? Anyone who walks in the daytime will not stumble, for they see by this world's light. It is when a person walks at night that they stumble, for they have no light." After he had said this, he went on to tell them, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I am going there to wake him up." His disciples replied, "Lord, if he sleeps, he will get better." Jesus had been speaking of his death, but his disciples thought he meant natural sleep. So then he told them plainly, "Lazarus is dead, and for your sake I am glad I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him." Then Thomas, also known as Didymus, said to the rest of the disciples, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." My theme for reflection is trusting the timing and seeing the miracle. Trusting the timing and seeing the miracle. The story of Lazarus is like an epic adventure where Jesus, our hero, shows us the magic of believing, the mystery of waiting, and the power of a miracle. Just for a moment, picture Lazarus, a friend so dear to Jesus, getting really sick. His sisters, Mary and Martha, are worried sick and send a message to Jesus, hoping he will rush to save the day. But here is where the story takes a twist. Jesus doesn't hurry. He says something that sounds totally out of place. "This sickness won't end in death. It is all for the spotlight to shine on God's glory through his Son." This moment is like a light bulb moment for us. Sometimes the worst things, the end of the world moments, are actually setting the stage for something mind-blowing. And Jesus wants us to see that when life throws curveballs, it is not just chaos. It is a chance for growth and for seeing the amazing things God can do. Now Jesus waits a bit before heading to Lazarus, which seems odd. But it is all about timing, God's timing. It teaches us that there is a right moment for everything. Even if we are tapping our feet, waiting impatiently, there is always a right moment for everything. Jesus talks about walking in the daylight versus the night, painting a picture of life with faith being a bright, clear day, and life without faith like stumbling around in the dark. The story hits its peak when Jesus says he is actually glad he wasn't there to stop Lazarus from dying, which sounds harsh at first. But it is all about belief. He wants us to see miracles and have our faith grow stronger from them. It is about trusting the journey, even when it leads through some scary places. Thomas, one of Jesus' followers, shows us what loyalty and faith look like. He is ready to face anything with Jesus, showing us the kind of faith that sticks through thick and thin. This tale isn't just about Lazarus waking up from the dead. It is a lesson in trust, patience, and the fireworks that happen when faith meets a real challenge. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, have you ever had a Lazarus moment where something seemed lost or hopeless, but turned out to be a setup for something amazing? How did it change your view on waiting and timing? Number two, how does the idea of walking in daylight, living with faith, versus walking at night, living without faith, speak to you? Have you experienced the difference in your own life? Dear God, help us to see the light even in the darkest moments, trusting that your timing is perfect. Give us the strength to wait for your miracles, to grow our faith even when we can't see the path ahead. Teach us to walk in the daylight of your guidance, and when we stumble in the night, remind us of your presence. Like Thomas, may we have the courage to follow you, no matter where you lead us. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.